Thank you for coming tonight, September 7th, 2010, Board Selectmen meeting. We're going to start with the Board of Assessors first. First item, consider number 10. Oh, thank you for your patience, you all. Very fine and friends of Greg and Melvin.
Thank you very much. My name is Tori Klein. I live at 30 Dirt Road in Camden with my husband, David Stroud. We live on Ragged Mountain and have been there for 15 years. One of the things I'd like to do this evening, we have many people here, friends of Ragged Mountain, and I would like to introduce them in one moment, but first I would like to acknowledge that I, along with a few other friends, were the ones who wrote a letter to the select board a couple of weeks ago that was dated August 10th, and that did come from us. In addition, that was published in the Camden Herald, the Village Soup, and the Free Press. I want to let you know that that was who it came from. In addition, in your packet before this meeting, I provided a brochure called The False Promises of Wind Power in Maine, and also a DVD that was provided to you. I know that three of you have seen it, we're actually here, and three I've not heard back from you yet, but I do hope to hear from you and to see that DVD back so that I can present it to other people as well, that was provided to us by the Forest Ecology Network and Jonathan Carter with the HighlandMountains.org group. I presented this DVD to the group, to the select board, and to our town attorney and manager so that they would have a sense of what some industrial wind projects have looked like in other places in Maine, in view of the fact that this is one of the things that the Energy Committee has been working on in Camden, which I recently learned has not been just for 2 years, but it's been a four-year-long project. So, therefore, good evening, members of the Select Board and all those present tonight. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to introduce the Friends of Ragged Mountain to the community. This group has come together out of necessity to preserve Ragged Mountain from industrial wind power development and construction on the Ragged Mountain Ridge. By educating ourselves about the effects of living and playing near wind turbines, we strongly believe that wind turbines should not be built atop a residential, recreational, and protected nature preserve area. In addition to the environmental degradation and noise that we feel would be a result of this development, there would be potentially a very profound effect on property values. And I'm going to quote something for you, and I have the footnote if anyone needs it later. All independent studies by professional independent appraisers and realtors agree that a house near an industrial wind turbine facility will take much longer to sell if it sells at all. And if it does sell, a loss of up to 40% of its value in a good market is not uncommon for homes up to 2 miles from the industrial wind facility. In a bad real estate market, the loss of property value may be twice as much. So, the wind power project that the Energy Committee has been talking about for approximately 4 years, if permitted to move forward and succeed, will cause irreparable damage to the mountain, Ragged Mountain, wildlife habitat, and the lives of many people living in this community. So at this point in time, although I know we've had some fallout because we started with a much larger group at 7 p.m., and some just couldn't last 2 hours or more, could we please have Friends of Ragged Mountains please stand? I would like the select board to take note of how many people we have here. I don't have an exact head count, but would someone please do that for us? I think it is very, very important that all of these people came out tonight in support of Friends of Ragged Mountain. Is there someone who would volunteer to take that head count for us? And while that's being done, I would like to submit to the select board 11 sheets of paper that I have that these fine people of Camden, Rockport, and outlying areas have signed as Friends of Ragged Mountain in response to our mission statement. So what these fine people have signed says, the Friends of Ragged Mountain organization is dedicated to preserving the quality of place and the quality of life represented by Ragged Mountain and to protecting Ragged Mountain from the degradation caused by wind power, development, and construction. So we're going to ask, please, if Janice or someone would make copies and return copies to us, and you can have the originals for your file. In addition, we know that there is... is the counting all done? Thank you, everyone, for coming. We really, really appreciate it.
I counted. It was different, but it's been a very long day.
Okay. But at any rate, we know that from the select board, there is currently a draft for an energy committee to be formed. This would be a three-town work group committee to look at various aspects of educating the community, for example, and some other things that are listed on the website. Now, I bring this to your attention because on one hand, the select board and this draft call for conversations with landowners who either own or abut a potential turbine site and may be impacted by access roads. Well, lo and behold, the Energy Committee in Camden formed October 19th of 2006. For some reason, there are no minutes of the meetings with the Energy Committee in Camden from October 19th, 2006 until June 1st of 2009. We would like to know maybe where these are or if they can't be found and they weren't taken, why weren't they taken? Also, we have a lovely, glossy 2010 annual report from Camden. We're very proud of this report. We love our town, and we are not trying to find fault. However, the fact remains that in this report, when you look at page 2, under town committees and boards, the Energy Committee is not even listed. Furthermore, on page 5 of this 2010 report, there is an acknowledgement of the appreciation of various people. And under Energy Committee, which is one notation I found in here, they refer to Bill Hopwood and Paul Kelly. Now, I don't know who these individuals are or what they did, although I presume that they were active prior to June 1st of 2009. Additionally, when you go to page 8 of this report on Camden Committee members, all of the town committees are listed without an energy committee. And how does that happen? Because I feel that the energy committee and one of their jobs was to find out what are the feelings of the abutters, most of which or many of which are these people here, nobody, to my knowledge, at least I know of, no one I spoke to, has said, oh, yeah, the energy committee came to my home, they gave me a phone call, they wanted to know my opinion. That hasn't been done. We did this on ourselves, just as a neighborhood. And so what I'm asking, I understand that this is just a draft for the energy committee, is for you to strike completely number 4, which has to do with creating a feasibility study which ranges from $50,000 to $75,000 at the same time where you're trying to get opinions from the abutters. My request, I don't know if this is the right time or place, and we're happy to come back weekly until we can accomplish this, is to make sure that the town of Camden is educated on all the pros and all the cons so that everybody can make up their own mind before proceeding with a $75,000 feasibility study, because by the looks of this evening, for you to proceed at this rate to do two things at once, I think it might not be in the most interest of spending that $75,000. In an effort to be fair and to educate on everybody on those advantages and disadvantages of industrial wind power on Ragged, Ken Gross, who is a friend, has, and he's also the programming director at the Camden Public Library, has already scheduled Wind Power Part 1 and Wind Power Part 2 presentations at the Camden Public Library to take part, the first one, on October 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m., in which Suzanne Cudi, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, from the Island Institute, and I believe Rick Knowlton will make a presentation, and I want and hope that everybody, no matter what their feelings are, attend that to hear what they have to say. Secondly, part two will be by Jonathan Carter, a very well-known Maine environmentalist, who will be speaking on October 14th from 6:30 until 8. And we hope that everyone goes to both of these meetings to educate themselves further along the lines of what we already have learned. In addition, I do have a short piece of paper with some websites that I would like to distribute where people can gain more information about wind power.
Could you repeat those dates, Dory?
Yes, please. On October 5th, 6:30 until 8, is part one.
Is that a paper one?
Yes.
Yes. And part two, October 14th, 6:30 until 8, with Jonathan Carter.
Tuesday and Thursday.
October 5th is the first Tuesday of the month, and the select board will be in session here.
Oh.
Just, there'll be five of us that won't be there.
But I know that Ken's here. Do you have any comments?
I don't know what I can do.
Nothing you can do.
Okay.
So with that, I would like to give my 11 pages of friends' signatures to Janice, and may I also please distribute these websites. And I'm happy to answer any questions. And also, I'm sorry, my Dana Stroud would like to make some comments. And after I speak then and he speaks, we invite anybody else who's a friend to please also come to the microphone and express yourself, because I can't say it all. You all have different opinions, but we all are in general agreement that industrial wind development on Ragged Mountain is not in our best interest. Thank you.
All right, if I can just say something, Dana, before you go,
sure.
You come ahead up. But as far as inviting everybody up to speak, if you could try not to be repetitious, I know everybody feels very passionately about this, but if somebody has already stated an opinion or wants us to take note of something in particular, please try not to repeat yourself, okay?